Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
But we were friends. Damien ditched me after the party, so strongest drug I'm on is double macchiato.
I've decided to set my sights on Bass Industries.
It's not just his disloyalty, it's his pomposity.
And the fact that you slept with him?
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago, and it was fleeting.
You wanted an internship. I wanted this one. I stupidly thought that this fake friendship might be real.
I suggested that you be promoted to replace me.
Where you wanted it all?
You just got it. I got a phone call from your friend, Blair. So I've decided to give you a second chance.
Easy doing is right for Thorpe Enterprises.
I want you to give Chuck a chance to be part of the new company.
I don't need Chuck's help to run Bass Industries.
Yes, you do.
About your family. What if us being together drives them all away?
I don't think it will, but that's a risk I'm willing to take if you are.
Where is she, Bass? And who am I?
It's cold out there, but on the Upper East Side, things are heating up because Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Please don't tell me you're leaving already. Between classes at Columbia, your job at W, the only proof that I have you still exist is the faint trace of Chanel in the morning.
I'm so sorry, S. But if I can turn this into a permanent job, it'll knock 6 months off my 2-year plan.
Are you sure you're not just burying yourself in work to avoid thinking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I don't even know what day today is. Last year, Chuck and I honored Valentine's Day by staging our very own Bucknell. And no, there were no goats, if that's the look that just fluttered across your face. But this year, I'm sitting out V-Day. Focus on my career, as is Chuck with his fake relationship with Raina Thorpe.
Wait, but I thought you reached out to Raina and told her that Chuck's feelings were real.
He needed to get back into her good graces, and I knew exactly how to get him there. Chuck and I may need some time to forge our own paths before we risk a romantic rejoining, but we're still there for each other. And what about you and Ben? Must be very special for him, spending Valentine's Day with someone other than his celly.
We decided to sit it up, too. We just started dating. It's too much pressure. Hey, why don't you and I have a fun Valentine's Day? Manny's, macaroons, massages?
It sounds amazing. I'll let you know. But if the 2-year plan wins out, will you be okay?
I'll be fine.
I'm glad you agreed to this brunch with Chuck and Lily. It shows a lot of good faith on their part. I mean, we came in with guns blazing, and they responded with an olive branch.
More like olive bread. I agreed to a meal, Raina. That's it. I don't trust the Basses. They don't operate like we do.
They're a family, just like us.
The Lily I remember didn't have a maternal bone in her body. Family was just about money and power.
Well, I hope hosting this brunch proves to you once and for all I have the company's best interest at heart.
And also elegantly forces the enemy to come to you.
Yes, Senzu is right beside him, we post on my bookshelf. But Charles, don't let your feelings for Raina affect your judgment. We have to be careful of the Thorpes. Believe me, I know.
Don't worry. I'm not banking on their sympathy.
Welcome.
So, is anyone hungry?
How's the job search going?
Having to check the have you ever committed a felony box limits my options. But yours seem to be improving. I'm sorry if I overstepped. The article was just sitting there. Being single while living with the guy seeing your ex. You nailed the awkwardness.
Yeah, well, it's very fresh.
It's a good thing Serena and I decided not to do anything for Valentine's Day. I can't afford to take her out anyway.
Well, you already read how awkward I feel about this, but, with me, she was always happy to just play pool, drink beer.
Right now, I couldn't even afford to do that.
Well, you know what? I used to work for a catering company. They could always use an extra hand around a holiday. I can make a call. It's good money. And no offense, but judging from my past co-workers, I think they have a don't ask, don't tell policy regarding felons.
Thanks. Appreciate that. And you, what's next for the article?
Well, I emailed my Condé Nast contact, Epperly, but I got an auto-response saying that she doesn't work here anymore, so I gotta Facebook her.
I don't know what the cater waiter me, but the teacher me thinks maybe you should step out from behind the computer and find out who the new Epperly is and give her the article in person.
The new Epperly, I didn't know about that.
As part of W's online expansion, Stefano wants to kick off a new feature, Bright Young Thing. We'll follow an IT girl one night a month as she navigates the Manhattan social scene. Our inaugural IT girl needs to be special, as should her Valentine's Day plans. Blair, you're friends with Serena Vanderwoodson?
Yes, well, Serena definitely is IT, but what if there was someone fabulous that we could break ourselves? Someone like Raina Thorpe.
Daughter of Russell. I like it. Keep going.
Well, she's typically shunned publicity, which makes her an even bigger get. So, if I could come through...
I'd recommend Stefano consider your trial period over.
I'll have her by lunch.
Hey.
How well do you know Raina Thorpe?
Not at all.
Do you know where she is right now?
I'm guessing you do.
At your house.
Where my mother lives. No way, we're still at war. And why are you asking anyway?
Because I need to do a story on Raina for the magazine tomorrow night.
Okay, well, why don't you just ask her yourself after the truck thing? Doesn't she owe you a favor?
Yes, but she's not answering her phone, and I can't leave the office. Besides, it's better this way, just two IT girls talking, and explain that you'll do the profile yourself.
Right, because this is all really just a favor to me and not a convoluted way for you to keep your eye on Raina and Chuck on Valentine's Day.
I had none of that. Thank you.
Lily, everything was delicious, especially the eggs. Spanish tortilla. That's perfect after a late night or breakfast in bed after too much Rioja.
Thank you, Russell. Here in America, we call it a frittata.
Did I just hear your dad laugh?
I told you this would work.
I'm going in.
Okay.
Mr. Thorpe, we're all grateful we have found a buyer for Bass Industries that we can all approve of. Though it may be your instinct to keep the company under the Thorpe umbrella, that might be a mistake. The Bass name has equity. I'd like the chance to prove that all in one night, tomorrow to be exact. I've leased a landmark mansion outside the city. It's a destination. Travel to get there, and the reservations are made before.
And what do people get when they arrive?
Imagine you're at a club. Forget the year, the continent. You don't want the night to end. In this case, it doesn't have to. When the time is right, you drift upstairs to a private room, spend the night, or just a few hours. It's up to you.
But what makes you think people will show up? It sounds like you need a big marketing push just to get the word out.
No marketing. I see where and when people show up. If I can prove to you the Bass brand has a quantifiable worth, will you look at my business plan? It shows how I can keep the company together under the Bass name with my involvement.
I'll put a pin in my current plans for 36 hours. If this thing you've planned succeeds, we'll talk.
You nailed it. I'll see you at the hotel, Dad.
Serena, we weren't expecting you.
I'm here to see Raina. Hey, we haven't officially met, but our mutual friend Blair Waldorf wants to talk to you. She'll explain everything. Blair has to follow a socialite around on Valentine's Day. It's for work. She figured you wouldn't mind since everything with Raina is, you know.
I know. What?
Oh. Blair was warning. You do have feelings for Raina.
I do. I have something spectacular planned for tomorrow night.
Uh-oh. Bee's in for a shock when she finds out what she thought was as fake as a CV is actually as real as Harry Winston.
Oh my gosh, all the shoppers on Madison are so stressed. It's like the entire future of humanity lies in the balance. Should I get him boxers or clown?
Red Rose is cliche. If I had the ring in the food, will she choke?
I'm so happy we're sidestepping Valentine's.
Sure, it's
not very romantic.
Speak for yourself. I have a hot date with my Blu-ray player.
What about you? What are you doing?
Believe it or not, I am working.
Really? Damn, that's great. Where?
It's nothing big, but it's a start.
Oh, let me guess. At a publishing house?
Tutoring service? You're doing research for a professor?
You'd be so good at that.
How'd you know?
So which one is it?
Tutoring.
Well, all you have to do is get one kid into an Ivy and your phone will be ringing off the hook. I have to go meet a friend, but I'll see you on the 15th when all this craziness is over. Happy tutoring.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, there you are. Listen, we need to talk to you.
Not now, Archibald. Russell Bett. My party tomorrow needs to be legendary if I'm going to secure my place after the takeover.
Forget it. Whatever Russell Fuller promised you is a lie.
I think I'll take my advice from someone not interested in grinding an axe across my knuckles, if you don't mind.
After you and Nate tried to get me fired, I realized that your actions weren't completely unwarranted. So I asked to be taken off of all Bass business, and Thorpe agreed. But this morning I was copied on a report I shouldn't have been.
It was a breakdown of how Russell's going to sell your company for parts and who he's selling them to.
Your intel's stale. We broke a deal at brunch. Russell promised to postpone those meetings.
Just confirmed one an hour ago. And something else. I dug around accounting. Bass Industries is more profitable kept whole. So why is Thorpe determined to slice it up?
Russell didn't become a billionaire by making money-losing decisions.
Look, you told me you had issues with Barton, right? So maybe it isn't a business decision. Maybe it's personal.
So, you sound pretty excited about tomorrow. Like, maybe it's not just another night of hanging out with Chuck, business as usual.
Hey, if that's true. At first, it was purely for the sex.
That's Chuck.
No, I meant me. Chuck was just trying to get me to help him with my father.
Was, but now?
Things have gotten kind of serious. I want to find an amazing dress and totally take his breath away.
Oh, that does sound serious.
So how about a little help? It's overwhelming.
Oh, well, the secret about these places is that they always keep the best stuff in the back, which is why I call that.
What do you think?
Oh, wow. That's the one. Our work here is done. No need to try this one. Even though I love the detail. I actually really love this dress.
Then try it on. You can wear it tomorrow to the club.
Oh, no, I wish, but I have other plans.
Something's better than a Chuck Bass party. If Serena Vanderwoodson isn't going, maybe he was exaggerating the value of his so-called brand.
No, it's not that. It's just I'm in a new relationship and we're trying to keep things simple. But you know how it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of, are you sure it's a good idea for you and Chuck to be doing this thing for W?
I normally pass on all publicity, but Blair asked me, so I couldn't say no. I know how important she is to Chuck, and she knows how important I am to him, too, obviously. So I'm glad there's no weirdness there.
Well, actually, there may be some weirdness. Blair still has feelings for Chuck, so if she follows you around on Valentine's Day, she's going to be hurt. And if she finds out I ever told you this, I'll be hurt.
I hope my best friend would do the same for me. Your secret's safe. I do hate to cancel last minute, though.
Well, I'm sure she'll understand. Besides, before W gave her this assignment, she wanted to spend Valentine's Day with me anyway.
Waldorf, where's the new Everly?
You're looking at her.
Oh, God, what'd you do to her?
She's in a better place. She's in Bali doing downward dogs with some British Wally named Pratt, or Pratt named Wally. In any case, she quit.
That's great. My only contact at Condé Nast has been replaced by a stapler stealer.
And I will staple whatever's in your sweaty hand to your jeans if you don't leave this instant.
What's in my hand is an article. I believe said she'd get it to details. I'm assuming you can't do the same. I did. I kind of get this job for you.
Only after you got me fired. How many times must I repeat myself? We are not friends. Just because we went to go see a movie or five together does not mean that I'll go out on a limb for you.
Okay, well, how about I just drop a new inbox?
As you can see, I don't have time to read protocols by wannabe writers.
Claire, please. I'll apply for another internship if I have to and get back in the ring with you. You remember our little wrestling match?
How about you apply yourself to a job more than you're breeding? Isn't there a bat mitzvah girl somewhere in need of a Shirley Temple?
Actually, I gave my caterer to contact Ben. He's doing Martha Stewart's Valentine's party.
Rena, hi, I had those advanced questions like you asked. Where should I fax them?
I'm really sorry, Blair, but I'm not going to be able to do the profile.
What? Why?
I should have never agreed to do a social piece. I just
think it's not a good idea.
Guess we'll have time to read my article now.
Chuck, hello.
Hey, I was just wondering,
do you actually know why your father hates mime? I always assumed it was a business deal gone bad, but maybe there's more to it.
I don't think so. My dad's too much of a gentleman to hold a grudge. And honestly, I don't even know how serious they were, either of them.
I was at Penn at the time.
Why? What did Lily say?
Lily? Say about what?
You don't know?
She and my dad used to date.
She left him for your father.
Looks like this was one love letter Lily didn't want anyone else to read.
Hey, thanks for meeting me.
Suppose my dad really let you out of the house, even for food.
Well, it might have something to do with my volunteering or voluntary drug testing. Look, the schnitzel's on me. I'm sorry about lying last week.
Thanks. Have you heard from Damien?
No. Actually, knowing the ambassador, after he told him Damien was dealing, I'm sure he was exiled to some very cold, very distant country. You know who else I haven't heard from now is Jonathan. See, I knew he probably didn't want to talk to me again, but I thought he'd at least return my call and tell me something.
Well, leaving a message with someone isn't very romantic. Have you thought about doing something big for him or showing him how much you want to see him?
Like what?
Like inviting him to Chuck's event.
I am not going to Chuck's event. I have a hot date with a vehicle filled with hot meals. I would feel sorry for myself, except I am delivering food to people too sick to cook.
All right. At least it will be original.
Jonathan was never one for cliches.
So make the play, man. Go out in a blaze of glory, or at least a double parts panel event. Yeah, I really should take my own advice.
Why? Who do you want to spend Valentine's Day with?
Blair. No, it's not. No, it's not like that. I need your help with something.
You could be waiting a long time.
You're right, which is why I'm going to find her at the party tonight, and may both our fortunes change for the better.
Can I interest you in some Nucky? I snuck out of work early to catch up on Boardwalk Empire. I need a primer on how to do business with Chicago. Reina won't recommit.
I didn't realize the profile was that big of a deal.
She seemed so into it at first. I need to find out why she backed out.
Well, if the profile isn't happening, we can do that friend's Valentine's like I suggested.
Well, I'd hate to have nothing planned, but first, Ben is prison poor. Who is showering you with gifts on Valentine's Day?
Just my mom. She was glad that I came by. Thank you for sending me. I'm going to go call the missus.
Something standing in the way of Bass Industries' survival. Something of a personal matter.
What exactly are you referring?
I know Lily broke your heart. She broke my father's heart, too. I want to be clear. My loyalty is with the Bass name only.
It's a lovely sentiment. But what does it mean?
I'll do whatever it takes to stay in the company. If Lily is an obstacle, I'll handle it.
Saying it is one thing, Chuck. Following through is an entirely different matter. The woman adopted you after your father died. She's the only family you have.
Homework. Chuck Bass. Gather the board. It's been brought to my attention that Lily failed to disclose a significant conflict of interest with Thorpe Enterprises. It needs to be handled immediately. I'll explain when I'm back.
Yet again, I'm impressed. Stay the course. And I see no reason to believe that you and your legacy will be well taken care of when the sale goes through.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, aren't you a little overdressed for hot stones?
Donna called. She needs me at work.
Oh, this is terrible. The masseuse is already on her way. I was really looking forward to spending time with you. You have no idea how much.
S, cancel the masseuse and go to Chuck's. No one should be alone tonight. And it would mean a lot to him to have you there. Not because you're an it girl, but because he considers you family.
Well, I told Ben that I was staying in, but he's tutoring, so he won't mind.
Tutoring? Are you sure?
Don't make fun. He was so nervous, he didn't even want to tell me. I think it's noble.
Oh, of course you do. And you should. Tutoring is great. Now, go put on your sexiest dress and treat yourself to a night out.
Thank you for saving me from a Valentine's Day. Even more depressing than the movie about it I was going to watch. Can we please have fun time after the...
I think it'll be too late for that.
I'm sorry. Love Actually and the Jacques Torres fondue will have to wait. I just got off the phone with Pete Holmberg. There was an emergency meeting of the Bass Board. I'm being accused of an ethics violation and conflict of interest.
Well, stand up for yourself. Don't let Thorpe get away with that.
It wasn't Thorpe. It was Charles. He had me removed from the board effective immediately.
What are you going to do?
I don't know what deal he cut with Thorpe, but it is not the way to win.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Chuck Bass. His friend Dane Humphrey sent over a new employee today, Ben Donovan. Mr. Bass wants to be sure that Ben is only working his event tonight and nowhere else. Can you see to it? Thank you so much.
You're the one who pulled it off. No one's gonna forget tonight.
Go get some B-roll, the food and drinks, and be discreet. We are not teensy. Humphrey, what are you doing here?
Stalking you, actually. You didn't by any chance read my article.
I don't need to. I know what it's about. A boy from Brooklyn and an untouchable Upper East Side blonde.
Well, as a matter of fact...
I work at W now. I'm an arbiter of taste. If I were to stand behind some lame Humphrey lamentation, then it would be like showing up at an accessory shoot in Crocs.
How do you know it's lame? You haven't read it. Maybe I've matured as a writer. Maybe you've matured as a person and can help someone out who really needs it just because it's the right thing to do.
If you'll excuse me, I have a Valentine's vendetta to exact. Where the hell is my crew? There she is. Start rolling.
What the hell are you doing? I thought you were going to be working all night.
I am. W sent me here with a cameraman to get good stuff for the blog. And if I go back with only footage of Amanda Lepore and Ed Burns, then my two-year plan might as well become 20.
Okay, fine. They can interview me, but please tell them to keep it brief.
Thank you. Thank you. And it will be over before you know it. Can we get some light over here, please?
Looking beautiful, as always.
Oh, spare me the niceties, Russell. I'm here to speak to Charles.
He's off with Raina somewhere. You know, they're a wonderful couple, don't you think?
What I think is that whatever it is you're up to appears to be working, and my son should know that. Excuse me.
Sorry to interrupt, but we need to have a little talk.
You realize you're the worst wingman ever.
Well, maybe so, but I hope you see I'm trying to be a good father.
I came here tonight to find Russell, say hello, and hand in my resignation.
Since I kept you from the trip to Venice, I thought I'd bring Venice to you.
How did you know?
I saw your calendar.
Buenos Aires, how are you? Favorites from Harris Bar?
I can't believe you did this for me.
When I care about someone, I'm not afraid to show it.
Hello, Daniel. Have you seen Charles?
And any resort plans this season?
Speak, maybe? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Shoe of the moment.
Oh, Louboutin, Bianca. Are we almost done?
Have you asked her who her Valentine is? We were instructed to ask everyone.
I'm not going to answer that. I like to keep my private life private.
But you do have a special someone. Ben Donovan. He's standing at the bar right now. Or make that behind it. Don't be embarrassed, S. It's okay to date below the line. Madonna and Julia Roberts paved the way for girls like you.
So much for the quiet night at home.
And I thought you were tutoring.
I wasn't. I just didn't know how to tell you.
Tell me what?
You go, Serena. Give that convict a chance to explain himself. Before Ben was serving drinks, he served 3 years hard time. In fact, he's been out on parole for, what, a month?
Ben, please, wait.
Yeah, okay, I think we've seen enough of each other tonight. Hey, how dare you just barge in here?
This place is supposed to be my fantasy. All I wish for is the truth. Why did you have me fired?
You should have told me about your relationship with Russell.
If you were so concerned, why didn't you ask me about it? It has no bearing on my performance at Bass Industries.
How can you be sure? Maybe your emotions clouded your judgment. It wouldn't be the first time. What? We both know you're a socialite, not a businesswoman. You traded musicians for titans of industry. Upgraded from a tour bus to a corporate jet. I'm sorry, but I had to.
I've done nothing but try to salvage that company for you. I stepped in so Jack wouldn't take it away. And every day since, I have fought for your future. If we had stuck together on this, we would have won.
It looks like I did anyway.
No, you haven't, Charles. You've lost. And I'm not talking about your battle with Thorpe.
Please, that adoption was as much a business decision as this was.
Chuck! That's enough.
Wait, where are you going?
Anywhere but here.
You almost cost me my company. You better not have cost me Ram.
Whatever price you pay for what you've done, that's on you.
I see you're a man of your word. I said I'd get rid of Lily. I did.
Too bad words are overrated.
What?
Now that Lily's been ousted from the board, it's just you and me. And as much as I like you, I think I'll like dismantling Bass Industries a lot more. Now you have no company, no family. And from what I just saw, my daughter's lost her taste as well. Great party, by the way.
Hey, Raina, I'll keep you on that pedestal. Once she learns what you've done,
go find out. I think you know how much family means to Raina. Just as she now knows how little it means to you.
One lonely bass adrift at sea. Looks like Venice isn't the only thing that's sinking.
I can't believe you ambushed me. And why, for a leg up at work? Is your career really more important than our friendship?
Obviously, you don't think my career is important at all since you forced Raina to back out just so you didn't have to be alone on Valentine's Day.
That's not why I did it. I had a good reason.
You can't stand that I'm getting successful while you're flailing around with 15 hours of class and an ex-con.
That's not true. I couldn't be more proud of your job at W. I wanted to protect you from seeing Chuck and Raina together on Valentine's Day.
For the last time, he's using her. It's not real. It's just business. How come no one believes me?
Blair.
But you know what? I'm going to go get him so he can tell you himself.
Russell.
Ah, Howard. You're fired.
What? On what grounds? I mean, I was actually coming over here to quit anyway.
You leaked a private document. Granted, that's exactly what I wanted you to do, but still, I can't have someone around I don't trust. Take care of yourself.
What just happened?
Where?
I'm looking for Chuck. What is this place?
He built it for Raina.
Oh, he's pretty serious about this game.
No, I don't really think it's a game. I just need 5 minutes.
I'm only here because I refuse to make this anyone else's business.
Look, I'm sorry you had to witness that scene with Lily.
I'm not the one you need to apologize to. You went behind Lily's back. You disrespected her.
Is this what you do? Wonderful things for people you care about before you turn on them?
Look, you put family before all else. I can't do that. My father was never there for me. My mother abandoned and betrayed me. My uncle is my worst enemy. But maybe your father isn't as perfect as you think.
What are you saying?
He's the reason I went after Lily. He pitted me against her.
So you're trying to turn me against him?
No.
Destroy my relationship? Nothing is sacred to you.
It's not true. You are sacred to me.
Until I do something you don't like, and you turn on me too.
Give me a chance to show you that's not who I am, please.
Sorry. I've seen all I needed to see.
Well, you can be
rubies are red, hydrangeas are blue. Chuck's given his heart away.
Well, he's good.
But guess what, Blair? Not to you.
Shut up, Humphrey.
I will never.
were sharp, but they're all I could find at this hour. Just gonna leave them on your pillow.
No, please, it's been a long night. I'm tired.
You're right. Chuck and Raina are real. We're real. Anyway, I know that chocolates from Dwayne Reed won't make it any better, but I'm so sorry.
Well, maybe I made the wrong decision in going to Raina first instead of you. But I was worried about your heart, not your job. I knew that you'd bounce back stronger than ever at W.
You may be right. Donna texted me. She said your profile's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm not thrilled you got an A+ at Ben's expense.
After mentioning I'd stumbled across some incriminating Facebook photos, the interviewer wisely agreed to redact the Ben part of the article.
I'm sure he'd really appreciate that if he ever speaks to me again. Gonna be okay alone?
Not yet. But I need to start learning to be. Go have fun with your pony.
Maybe it's a secret Valentine.
Hello?
Why the hell would you do that?
Well, this way I can initiate a whole new round of pestering you to submit it.
But I already did.
Yesterday.
I gave your article to a junior editor at Vanity Fair, not details. I'm assuming that won't be a problem.
Wait, so you submitted it without reading?
Of course I read it. I have a reputation to uphold.
And you still put me through the ringer.
It was good.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You heard me. It was sharp.
And well observed.
When it comes to experiencing an ex with a new love, you have some insight.
How are you doing with all that?
Just seeking refuge with the perfect anti-Valentine's Day movie. Rosemary's Baby.
What part are you at? I'll watch with you. Forgive me if I memorize some of Ruth Gordon's dialogue. Okay, all of it.
It just started.
Lesson learned. Wall Street didn't need a sequel, in the theaters or in my life. Now I just have to find something between manual labor and high finance.
Wish I'd been wrong about Corp.
Wish I had a company I could put you in. And one good thing I realized tonight, I still got game. As soon as Russell fired me, I had to turn over my key card. So I gave him one. To the gym at the Empire. This is the Thorpe's office. And this, all the passwords you need. They change them weekly on Thursday, so that should give you a good 48 hours. Good luck. There you go.
A Valentine can be a red-hot weapon of revenge. Or a heartfelt apology.
Thanks for coming. I should have told you I was waiting. I should have owned it.
Well, I should have given you the chance to not put words in your mouth.
Hey, it's a Valentine's Day. For another 10 minutes. Maybe we can share them together. I made enough money tonight to buy some beers.
It sounds great, except for the beer part. It's Valentine's Day. We should have champagne.
Well, have you ever heard of a black velvet? I had a champagne mixed with beer.
Delicious or not?
Sure.
Those
nice things to us the other night. Poor Terry, we thought maybe...
My point is paranoia can save your life.
Oh, so she was supposed to know that her husband was going to sell their firstborn to a coven?
The woman couldn't be more naive. I mean, who eats unsolicited desserts?
Point taken. The moose is creepy. Do you know how many gloves I've lost in the subway?
Well, you do often seem crushed.
I do, don't I?
Or sometimes there's a way to candy coat the fact you're all alone.
I got more hugs tonight from strangers than my grandmother's doled out my entire life. Which I guess is comforting, but it's not exactly Valentine's Day.
No, I just don't like get one. A guy came by earlier and asked for you. Cute guy, brown hair. Said you know who he was. He's waiting around the corner. Have fun.
Well, then I'm going to go. Yeah. And
thank you.
Jonathan? Yes, me. Okay, look, I want nothing to do with your entertainment. You think I wanted Dan and Nate to rat me out to my own father? Now I'm under a microscope, and that is a big, big problem. Yeah, that's an occupational hazard. Listen to me. You're not understanding what I'm saying. It's also a problem for you. Remember when you had all that stuff on your mind when we first started hanging out together? What you told me? About your mom and Ben? Well, perjury is a felony, and, well, Lily could be spending a lot of time in jail if, say, I were to tell everybody. Here's what we're gonna do.
But whatever your Valentine's Day brings, never forget that some years, it's a massacre. XOXO. Gossip Girl.